USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The White House is pointing to Iran for attacks on three commercial ships in the Red Sea Sunday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The position of the United States, consistent with the position of the UN Security Council and consistent with the position of maritime nations across the world, is that attacks on commercial shipping in international waters are totally unacceptable and have to stop. And what we are doing now is engaging in intensive consultations with partners and allies to determine the appropriate next steps.
The USS Kearney destroyer shot down several drones after receiving distress calls from ships in the Red Sea. Houthi forces were numbered at roughly 200,000 fighters at last count in 2020. The United States Air Force says the wreckage of a military aircraft has been found off the coast of Japan. A search team found the Osprey aircraft that crashed during a training exercise last week, along with five deceased crew members. So far, none of the remains have been identified. Two crew members still remain unaccounted for after yesterday's discovery. Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson, believes he has enough votes to launch the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. Johnson says the inquiry has become a necessary step. The House could vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry as early as this week. The Biden administration has called the impeachment efforts illegitimate. The House Oversight Committee has revealed dozens of offshore bank accounts tied to the Biden family. Representative James Comer.
A document that we're releasing today raises new questions about how President Biden personally benefited from his family's shady influence peddling of his last name and their access to him.
A Christmas tree shortage is being felt with less than 3 weeks to go. The biggest problem seems to be that people just aren't tree farming like they used to. Experts believe the cost of a real Christmas tree this year is up about 10% and will cost, on average, between $80 and $100. USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Evacuations are underway after Indonesia's Merapi volcano erupted on Sunday, sending volcanic ash thousands of feet into the air. 11 climbers were killed and a dozen more are missing. The eruption has covered everything in ash. Authorities have raised the second highest alert, restricting activities within 2 miles of the crater. A Boston newlywed was severely mauled to death by a shark while paddleboarding in the Bahamas the day after her wedding. The unidentified 44-year-old was killed yesterday morning while three-quarters of a mile off the coast of the Sandals Royal Bahamian Resort with a male relative. A large explosion at a home in Arlington, Virginia is making its way around social media. The Arlington County Police Department says that officers were trying to execute a search warrant when someone inside the home started shooting a gun with an explosion following afterwards. Ashley Savage is the public information officer for the Arlington County Police Department on NBC News last night.
Officers on scene suffered minor injuries, but none of our officers required transport to the hospital. At this point, we're only aware of one individual who was inside the home. Because of the discharge of the flare gun to the outside of the residence, individuals in the area started to report the reports of shots heard in the area. As a result, our officers responded to investigate that incident and ultimately determined the suspect had discharged the flare gun outside the residence.
Thanks for being there. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.